students across the Southeast took part in an underwater robotics competition last weekend. Gray's Reef National Marine Sanctuary hosted that event and created a variety of challenges for the robots to complete. Each team had to build and program an ROV, or remotely operated vehicle, to take on each of those tasks. GPB Savannah's Gabrielle Ware was at that competition, and she brings us this audio postcard.
I'm Ben Bazzelli. I'm from back north Georgia, and I go to Moakler Middle School. We completed the entire mission under the time requirement. We're supposed to complete certain tasks that they put out for us. Like this year, we had these CubeSats, and we had to put them onto on a mat and bring them out of the water.
My name is Michael Ganachuk, and I've been doing robotics for 2 years now. We worked about almost the entire school year, and it was very hard. We did have some difficulties and problems, but we got through it as a team.
My name is Dorothy Shimkevich, and I'm from Carrollton High School. I would definitely say that it's been the center of my high school career. I've kind of realized that I am an engineer in my core, and so that's kind of transferred to what I will be doing in the future, and I'm trying to decide between MIT and Stanford.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kuntz. The most fun thing about working in robotics is putting your heart and soul into building something and spending a ton of time at just perfecting something and seeing it work flawlessly when you put it in the water. We're very persistent about it. We have multiple occasions this year and last year where we've stayed up until midnight to work on things. And we do not stop until something works properly.
This is what I do after school, and I fall asleep sometimes thinking about different things that we have to come up with for ROV.
You'll need a motor on the top to push it down, and these two will push it forwards and backwards.
But the thing is we only had three motors.
You're going to need a motor on the bottom to make it rise.
I'm Ben Armstrong, and I go to Glenn Middle School.
My name's Parth Patel.
He was just giving us advice and tips about how we can make our ROV better in the future.
How long have you guys been working on this?
A week, maybe 2 weeks.
A week?
We started
2 weeks ago, but we kept messing up. We spray painted it before we glued it, and you know, that didn't work because the glue kind of made it all weird and it all broke. So we had to start over yesterday.
We had a lot of fun.
We had a good laugh. Yeah. It was fun.
Even though we didn't do that well, it was fun and we had a learning experience.
It moved an inch.
It was definitely something I would recommend for other people. My name is Mitchell Kent.
I'm Brandon Perez.
My name's Aiden Hintz.
My name's Susanna Knight.
And we come from the STEM Academy at Bartlett. Well, we had a slight complication with our Arduinos. We had two different, they're pretty much microcontrollers, which we program to do certain tasks. And apparently what happened was there was too much power flickering, which can fry the Arduinos, which now we can't be able to work any of these anymore.
So we went ahead and we came today, even though we knew we weren't going to be able to compete. We came to see what we could do different and what we could change.
That's a little taste of the underwater robotics competition from last weekend, hosted by Gray's Reef National Marine Sanctuary, that audio postcard brought by GPB Savannah's Gabrielle Ware.